The Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership has a new executive director. WHYY's Peter Crimmins report, Anjali Santiago is now leading the organization that puts teaching artists into schools.
Santiago comes into her new job just as the state has changed its arts funding structure. It has discontinued partnerships with regional organizations that coordinate state grants, and it eliminated the grant program specifically tailored to teaching artists. Santiago says that directly impacts the Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership.
It is not just the funding, but it is the loss of trust in what arts education could do.
This year, the state budget increased arts funding for the first time in over a decade, so there is money. But Santiago believes it will be harder for teaching artists to get it.
The way I see it surviving what's coming is really leaning into each other as nonprofits, as community members. We have to work to reinvent how do we do what we do.
The Arts and Education Partnership has a particular interest in incorporating the arts into school curricula for math and science. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.